Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high maybe near 14 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's minus 2, 6 below 0 in Burlington, 1 below in Milwaukee, and minus 2 in Racine. Well, not quite as cold this morning in southeast Wisconsin. Maybe it's the wind isn't as brisk, but it's still enough concern to bundle up as we try to warm into the teens for today, still dress appropriately. Much more winter-like all around Wisconsin, though, according to Christina Levon. She is with the State Department of Tourism.
Temperatures are starting to even out. We're seeing a more typical winter. People are getting out and wanting to take advantage of the weather across all winter activities.
Meanwhile, the East Coast gearing up for what forecasters say could be a big winter storm this coming weekend. In the midst of trying to raise funds to remodel a former office building into a new shelter for the homeless in Kenosha, the Shalom Center is now facing some additional expenses after a copper thief targeted their new building on 39th Avenue. The theft of copper electrical cables inside an exterior power box discovered earlier this month by We Energies. The Shalom Center's executive director said that the theft was discovered before the current extreme cold hit, so repairs could be made to restore heat to the building. Cost of the damage unknown at this point. Shalom Center trying to raise $1.8 million to renovate that site. The hope is to open it up before next winter. The wife of Caledonia State Representative Tom Weatherston and a candidate for Village Board lost her fight against a rare form of blood cancer Sunday. April Weatherston had been admitted to Frederick Hospital January 7th after getting the diagnosis, seemed to be responding to treatment according to posts on her husband's Facebook page, but she died later in the day. Weatherston had filed nominating papers earlier this month to run for Caledonia Village trustee and planned to continue to run while fighting the disease according to her husband. Her funeral is coming up this Friday. Keynote speaker at this year's celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day at Gateway Technical College said it's not about what he did, it's about what we are going to do to make our world a better place in which to live. Thelma Sias, a vice president of local affairs for Wisconsin Energy Corporation, said we can no longer just look at history and the legacy of Dr. King.
The question we should ask ourselves day in and day out, what is my legacy? What did I do today to make a difference in the lives of someone? You see, we all know what's wrong. We all have our own understanding and our own perspective about what's wrong in this community and communities all over this state and all over this nation.
She said we are still talking about Dr. King's legacy instead of building on what we are going to do for future generations. Also at the ceremony in Kenosha at the Madrigano Auditorium, 57 students from 23 area schools honored as dream keepers. Three Racine residents, Donald and Cheryl Mueller and Alexis Aiello, honored as this year's humanitarians. The Urban League of Racine and Kenosha hosting its annual Dr. King Luncheon today. That's at the Kenosha Italian American Club. Humanitarian awards going to be given to Ray Palacios of Racine and Dennis Wagner of Kenosha. This year's theme, Save Our Cities, Education, Jobs, and Justice. The guest speaker, Andre Adams, an engineering line manager for Centris Corporation out of Kenosha. He's also a bodybuilding champion and athletic coach. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring is going to elect a justice for the next 10 years. Out of three announced candidates in the February primary, the ultimate winner to be chosen among the two survivors in April. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says once again, cash is going to be king in determining who wins.
It's increasingly become an auction with money buying seats on the state Supreme Court as never before. I mean, the last six state Supreme Court races, there's been $13 million spent on so-called issue advertising.
Issue ads are lawful, attempting to sway votes one way or the other without actually asking the listener or viewer to vote for a particular candidate. Rothschild says, in theory at least, candidates for the state's highest court aren't supposed to represent particular political viewpoints. The candidates for the court are Rebecca Bradley, Joe Donald, and Joanne Kloppenburg. And House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is not the balance in the Republican Party to GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Speaking to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Ryan said that he and the House are, quote, a compliment to Trump, unquote. But the Janesville Republican adds that his party also needs to rise above getting, in his words, sucked into the squabbles of the day. Ryan again stating he will not endorse any candidate for president until after somebody locks up the nomination. Well, it was his final press conference of the season, and head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy, indicated he made it very clear to running back Eddie Lacy, you better be ready to go next season, and you better lose some weight.
You know, Eddie Lacy's got, he's got a lot of work to do. I think that's, I'm stating the obvious. His offseason last year was not good enough, and he never recovered from it. So I had a chance to talk to Eddie today, and that was pretty much the majority of our whole conversation. So he has to get it done because he cannot play it the way that he played it this year.
Lacy ran for only 758 yards this season after more than 1,000 yards in each of his first two. He was also benched on a couple of occasions this season. Well, every county in southeast Wisconsin reported improved home sales for all of 2015. That's according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, along with higher median prices.
Racine was third overall with a 17.6% increase behind Washington and Walworth. Kenosha was almost 10%, and Milwaukee's home sales rose 10.4% last year. The region was up 10.6%. Median prices increased 7.4% in Milwaukee, 6.8% in Kenosha, and 5.1% in Racine, with a 5.4% rise across the seven counties. The December report showed Racine with a 9.6% sales increase, 11% in Milwaukee, but an 8.1% decline in Kenosha, 13 fewer homes versus a year ago. The region as a whole was up 7.1%. Median prices last month in Racine were down 2%, but up 1.8% in Kenosha and 12% in Milwaukee. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News.
And early childhood programming in Racine Unified has grabbed the attention of not only educators in other districts across the state, but also the Department of Public Instruction.
We are especially known for a couple of things. One, our screening and assessment process for how we identify children who are very young, who may need special education or other services because of developmental delays. We're also well known for implementing something called the Pyramid Model. The Pyramid Model is a curriculum that we use in our four-year-old classrooms and three-year-old classrooms that teaches children social skills and social-emotional self-regulation and behavior, and it's a way of teaching that to very young children.
Superintendent Lolly Haas telling the Board of Education recently, RUSD listed on the state DPI website as a model for early childhood education. Said one of the budget priorities, though, for next year to expand the 4K program by one more classroom, which she acknowledged is very expensive. WRJN.com is our webpage, and on that we have our newscast in the local news section. Check them out any time of the day or night. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.